Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Jumping right back into it on a Thursday morning here on Fesco and Dusty. McMorrie with us as well. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Don't forget, go to YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, all those sort of sites that you use. Subscribe. You can watch it. Maloney has it on his bar when he does his checklist. See how many surf sides he sells. He's killing
it. A bunch?
It. Yeah, he's killing it. Two flex emojis. Not one, but two.
Whoa. That's wow, right. That
double
many, huh? Good job.
O's. Let's go.
I had to miss Maloney last night. We were supposed to have her swimming. My daughter got sick. She's got this inner ear infection. Hasn't been the same since she came back from the lake in the Ozarks. So,
sucks.
I mean, so, yeah, we had to deal with that yesterday. Yeah, but these kids get these ear infections all the time, but I think we would have aged out of this by now. So last night we were supposed to swim against Maloney's team. We ended up winning. My daughter wasn't there. Not that, you know, we would have made much of a difference, you know,
because we crushed them,
you know, Maloney's team. You know, whatever. He's the coach of that team. So he's
going to
be. No, he's not.
I was like, what? Let's go, Rob.
No, he is definitely not the coach of that team, but we were supposed to face off against each other last night. And I was like upset that we weren't going to go to the swim.
Yeah.
I was looking forward to seeing Rob and watch my kid swim, but she got that damn swimmer's ear or whatever you want to call it these days. And so got to nip that thing in the bud before we get moving forward.
Yeah,
a little
seriously.
Bit, so.
I hate ear infections.
Oh, they're awful. Yeah, it's they're
worst.
Just terrible.
Swimmer's
yeah.
ear sucks too, for sure.
You got to put those drops in there. It feels like there's constantly something in there. I need a cotton swab.
Yes.
Please. Lay on your pillow on the other side of your head. Don't move for 10 minutes. Just sit there and wait, and then you'll be ready. Speaking of being ready, Mac was at Arrowhead yesterday watching the boys in red throw the football around with shirts and shorts.
I know that I'm hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He came home. Mm. I said, how'd it go? He goes, oh, man, dude, I'm there. So one day. So OTAs yesterday with McMorrie in attendance. How was everything yesterday looking?
It was awesome. It was great. I would say the lead for me is Rashee Rice, no leg sleeve. Looks fantastic. I mean, I only get 20 minutes or so, you know, to watch these guys run routes, catch some balls or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I mean, he looks clean. He looks fast. He looks smooth.
Looks
he looks
suspended.
Like he could shoot up. He looks suspended. He looks like he could suit up like right now. I didn't know really where he'd be at in that process as far as getting back from that knee injury that he suffered early on in the season, week 3, I believe it was.
Yeah.
But, man, he looks fantastic.
Well, it's interesting that you bring him up because one of the things that I see a lot of people talking about who are out of the know, you know, like I'm talking like the national people, they always talk about, you know, the weapons with this Chiefs team and, oh, my God, how are they going to be better offensively? Travis Kelce's on his way to retirement and all that. And they always forget that Rashee Rice is coming back off an injury. Hollywood Brown is coming off an injury. And Xavier Worthy, who Tobe said yesterday is the best punt returner nobody knows about, is also going to be on this team. Like, it's so, to me, it's not just a sports metaphor. It's a life metaphor. We're always very scared, if you will, for lack of a better term, of things we don't know and things we're not sure of. And I think there's a lot of people that aren't sure what Rashee Rice is going to do or what, you know, a healthy Hollywood Brown could potentially do. So they say we don't have. have those weapons because they're not 100% proven weapons. But I tell you what, if you tell me we're going to have Rashi Rice healthy all year and we're going to have Xavier Worthy healthy all year and Hollywood Brown healthy all year, who's not ready to sign up for that right now today? I mean, so when people say that the Chiefs didn't do anything or they don't have any offensive weapons, yeah, they do have offensive weapons. They're getting guys back, but also they're not new offensive weapons. We celebrate teams when they go overspend for a half-assed wide receiver as opposed to celebrating a team who drafts well, keeps guys in their system, and develops guys like the Chiefs are doing with the wide receiver position.
Do you remember what advice I gave you yesterday?
Yeah, network.
Yeah, and don't. What was the one that I told you not to do?
Lean on the fence. Did you lean on the fence yesterday?
Did you yell that? From the 913 to Mac lean on the fence.
Yeah, I mean, that story will never get old. I mean, it's the greatest thing of all time, and it will never, ever get old, and people will never, ever forget about that kind of stuff. And that's what I talk about all the time. What are you going to remember? When I'm done here, people will remember Lewisburg. Josh is done here. What do they remember? Him leaning on the fence and getting yelled at. Like those are the things that people remember when it's all said and done. Don't lean on the fence. And I'm sure there are people who have heard that story that don't even know about that story, but they know you better not be leaning on the fence at Arrowhead. They're like, why? What happened at that time? Well, there was a time, you know.
I think I've only seen Kling almost come close to crying twice. And one of them was when I came back to the studio with like a pale look on my face. I was like, dude, I got scolded today. I thought I was being punked. He's like, what happened? I was like, I was leaning on the fence. And one of the PR people came over and was like, hey, Andy, now there's a rule. And he just was like, I'll be right back. And he like shut the door to a random like closed office. And I could just see him like cracking up.
Yeah.
He's like, so let me talk to you, kid.
That's awesome. Like,
all right, cool.
Yeah, don't lean on the fence because you will get yelled at out there.
Like, excuse me. I was like, what? They're like, no, players can't. You can't. Yeah, I'm like, oh, yeah, okay.
All right.
I didn't know I was making $3.5 million.
Well, and that's the other thing. The players get to eat. Do I get to eat? Like, if you're going to tell me the players can't do something at practice, then can I do everything that the players can do at practice? If not, I'm going to lean my ass on the fence. I don't work for you.
Yeah, where do we draw the line? Exactly. Right, yeah.
So that kind of thing. But, you know, it's their house, their rules. You respect the rules. They tell you to take your shoes off when you walk in. You take your shoes off when you walk into somebody's house. That's just kind of how it works. And so you follow the house rules, man.
It's one of those, you do it with no questions. And when you get in the car, you can talk about how you disagree. But when you're in their domain, you do what they say.
So, right. Smile and wave, boys.
That's right. So outside of Rashi Rice, what else was, had you taped?
What else was popping yesterday?
I mean.
Besides you.
I would say, I was popping. I would say Jalen Royals, sticking with the wide receiver room. He's big. I mean, I know we had heard that, you know, his size, but he's huge. I mean, for a 21-year-old rookie coming in or 22-year-old rookie coming in, he's bigger than the whole rest of the wide receiver room besides maybe Rice. He's about the same weight as him, an inch or so, half an inch shorter than him. He's bulky.
He's
smooth.
Yeah. Is he a possession receiver or is he a flashy speedster receiver?
I see a really good route runner with great hands, more of a possession guy, but I know he possesses that speed to burst and go over the top. But he looks to me like a guy who could be that guy 8 to 12 yards of reception, going to get a first down, maybe breaks a tackle, has some of that Rashi Rice yak ability, but maybe more of a quick, shifty route runner guy.
Sounds like what you're saying is he needs to get into the lab with Juju Smith-Schuster. He
needs to figure this thing out.
He's very Juju-esque. Yes.
Well, that's fine. I mean, that's a good player to be.
Yes.
I mean, was that off the air yesterday? We were talking about Juju Smith-Schuster, or was that on the air?
I think I brought him up when we were talking most underrated Chiefs.
This week's been a blur, man, from where I've been to here. I don't even get you go, man.
Exactly.
No.
What day is it?
Yeah, I think it was on the air yesterday that we were talking about Juju and like underrated guys whatever it was. And if you could tell me right now that this Jalen Royals is going to have the career of Juju Smith-Schuster, who's not signing up for that, right? Like, that's a really nice career. It's not a Hall of Fame career, but not everybody that you draft is going to be a Hall of Famer or Tyreek Hill or Patrick Mahomes or anything like that. Sometimes you draft just really good role players, and that's okay. And if Jalen Royals, like, that's the with the draft and everything, too. Like, we want to put busts and, you know, successes on all of these guys. Sometimes you're just good players that fill a need for you. And if Jalen Royals is just kind of that guy that fills needs for you as a possession type receiver, and he's a fourth or fifth round draft pick, whatever the hell he was, your money's worth out of that. I mean, 100%. He doesn't have to be a superstar. I mean, we've gotten so used to Brett Veach drafting superstars late in rounds and whatnot, but Jalen Royals can just be an everyday guy and just be a player that, you know, Patrick Mahomes can count on when he needs him. That's a win for everybody.
No doubt.
Well, and if he's got the trait that Juju had at Pittsburgh where it's like, you know, I'm not that number one guy, but I can fill in if someone else is going to take that attention away, they've got the attention seekers right now in Xavier Worthy and Rashee Rice. If Jalen Royals can come in and say one-on-one coverage with the third best corner, sign me up.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You'll take that every day of the week.
Every day.
Because everybody's going to be focused on Worthy and Rice and Hollywood and Travis. And now that's your fifth option right now is Jalen Royals for this team. It's cool.
So there's, you know, five wide every play,
every
four
play. I'm all in. Yeah.
No offensive lineman. I wouldn't play with an offensive line. If it's not going to get the job done on the left side, the hell with it. Go with three offensive linemen and put more weapons for Mahomes. Well, actually, you can't have that according to the rules. I know I'm being facetious on that, but why not? Just throw all the weapons out there. Make it 7-on-7.
You've seen the movie Rookie of the Year?
Yeah.
When he throws the Ephus pitch at the very end.
That's
Hey
Pete Crow Armstrong's mom.
Yeah. So when he throws the Ephus pitch at the end to Hey Do, the Mets big power hitter that's always talking crap to the kid, his eyes, you know how he's like, they're all looking. I feel like that was Mac yesterday when Mahomes was slinging it 40 yards deep.
Yes.
I saw the caption. The deep pass is so back.
Oh, yeah. And that's all the fans care about, right?
Of course.
And that's why Rob Alberino is the best over there at 65 toss power trap, because he knows what the fans want, and that's what he gives us all the time. There's the deep ball, and then, here's a behind-the-back pass to Clyde Edwards-Helaire, whoever the hell is wearing number 25 now for this team. But that was a pretty sweet pass yesterday as well.
Great pass.
Where he went right behind the back, and I think it was Pro Football Talk commentator who tweeted, he goes, if this is happening, let everybody else know they're screwed.
Yeah, it's over.
Like
good
here,
luck.
Here it is on June 4th, and Mahomes throws a behind-the-back pass in practice, and everybody's going, oh, they're done, they're back. Oh, geez, the Chiefs are back. I mean, like, it's things like that. That's all it takes to get people back on the Chiefs bandwagon, you know?
Yeah. One-handed snags. You know, of course, I had to post a Justin Ross video because this is his time to shine.
This is Justin Ross season,
this
baby.
This is Justin Ross season, baby. Yep, slipped on a drill, got yelled at, did not get on the hop like he was told to, just started walking. I was like, okay, that makes sense. But yeah, I really like what the wide receiver room looks like. I think Tyquan Thornton's a name to kind of keep your eye on as far as just a depth piece that could make the roster. He looked exciting. You mentioned Dave Tube.
Tobe.
Dave Tobe. Yeah, Dave Tobe.
Tube.
Yeah, I don't know why I did that. I've never called him that.
He gonna beat your ass when he sees you now. They call me Dave Tube.
Men's wieners.
Do you like former Royals manager Ned Yeast?
Ned Yeast. Andy Ryan's a great coach.
Andy Ryan is your guy, right?
Yeah. He's my guy.
Do you like Patrick Mahomes and spell his name with an L?
How'd that guy say Giannis's name in that video that I showed you? Antipodotu for three.
Oh, man.
Dave Tube, he calls the man.
I've been pounded this week.
This morning, yeah.
Do you like Vinny Passacrina, too? I mean, you big fan of Vinny?
You have done this yourself.
Yes.
Now yes. I don't know if I can stop now.
It's over.
It's today.
I can't wait for the text line to start chiming in with the names, too, because you know it's coming in 3, 2, 1. Dusty, who's the...
they'll be there. Less amount of cock on as possible, right?
Yeah, that's right.
I say clock.
I don't think it's a clock that day either.
I'll go with you. I'll sync with you.
Oh gosh,
that's one of many.
Dave Tobe.
Who?
Dave Tobe.
I've heard of him.
Jeez. Talked about punt returner returning in general. He likes these kickoff rules. I gotta kind of dive into the kickoff changes. I haven't done that yet, but he talked about two returners, which is cool. Nico Armijo definitely is the punt returner right now, but you can see how excited he is about Breshard Smith. His eyes light up when he talks about Breshard Smith.
Oh, he was talking about Xavier Worthy being the best punt returner that
nobody knows about.
So what do we got, 10 punt returners on
that's
the team
what it
right
sounds
now?
Like.
Good, that's the defense better like. Force some damn punts then, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's exactly
Dave
right.
Because Dave Tube needs time to shine.
Were you there when Dustin Colcan retired as a chief?
That was great, dude.
Yeah,
that was great. Cole Coat was hilarious.
Then what? He's just still pinning it inside the 5-yard line, like a little pin drop. And Mahomes is like, dude, seriously, still
like the best he's ever done, man. Yeah, he was outstanding. And that's another one. Like every puncher should be Dustin Colquitt. That's not the case.
Steve Spadini.
Is that on the text line?
Yeah. From the 816, Dusty Lickens. Yeah, Dusty Lick Me. Keep them kind. Somehow I became the guy, Max. Here, you can just, you set them up. I'll take the arrows, yes. Buddy. Just stay behind me. But we are 92 days away from the first game of the Chiefs, so we get into Max burning question. Right or no?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. On a scale of 1 to 10, I brought up Rashee Rice.
Okay.
And the lack of leg sleeve.
Okay.
The explosiveness, the hands, the work ethic, the motivation.
Mm-hmm.
How excited does that make you for the Chiefs?
Well, I mean, I'm just excited to have Rashee Rice back because they have high expectations and hopes for him. I told you guys last year, they said if this continues, they expect him to challenge to be the best wide receiver in franchise history. They think he can be that good. And so I'm just excited to have him back healthy and, you know, kind of shut up all these naysayers that say the Chiefs don't have any weapons, they didn't do anything this offseason and all that kind of stuff. And I'm really excited to watch this kid take the next step, and maybe he becomes the guy that becomes kind of that replacement for Travis Kelce in the future. And by replacement, I mean guy that can be relied upon by Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I'm probably like the same point I was after week two last year. I was like, okay. Now we've got a wide receiver one back in Mahomes' vision. They were really clicking last year before Mahomes accidentally friendly fire took out his knee on an interception. But that's kind of where I still am with Rashee Rice. And I think the best part about that is it can only go even further up because of what he presents from a skill set. Now, again, I'm assuming the suspension is coming. I'm thinking it's going to be in the ballpark of 4 games. So that's going to kind of suck, be a buzzkill. But then again, like after week four, the first, 8 games of the season or first 9 games of the season, 5 of which being on primetime television, you play a bunch of big teams in those first 9. You got Washington, Buffalo. He'll be back for those games if he's only suspended for 4 games. But I'm right where I am where he left off because that was really, really fun. That was a really fun guy to follow, especially from a fantasy perspective from guys in leagues that were like, man, I really got a sleeper in Rashee Rice. I got him in the second round late. I mean, if he finished that year and didn't get hurt, you're looking at maybe a top 10 pick in fantasy football draft because of what the production can be with Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid in that offense.
Let me ask you guys this, though. Do you think the season turns out any differently with a healthy Rashee Rice? They don't win that Super Bowl, right, with Rashee Rice? I think
it completely changes the whole offense.
I mean, maybe you don't have as much weight on the left side because if he's getting open quicker, you can hit different dump passes. You can adjust to where your offensive line is because you know your weaknesses. You have more strengths. I mean, imagine if Hollywood – they might have gone undefeated if Hollywood Brown and Rashee Rice weren't.
That's a fair point to say, yeah.
Minus if you don't count that last game. I mean, they could have literally been 16-1 last year.
Yeah.
The left side of the line is a great point, but to me, the first thing I thought of is Kelce. Kelce would have been a different player at the end of the year if Rashee Rice was healthy.
If he was healthy, and you're probably right about that, and probably Hollywood Brown would have been a different player as well.
100%.
Xavier Worthy would have been a different player as well. Like people don't understand the impact that one injury really has because, you lose that guy, but then everybody else on your roster has to step it up. And there are certain guys that are really good at number two, but when they have to be the number one, it doesn't work for them. And that's okay, right? Or there's a guy who's a really good number three, but you don't want him being your number one option out there, and because a lot of guys can't handle that or not good enough. It's your fourth outfielder. It's your fifth infielder type of stuff. You see the guy in bits and spurts, and you want them to be there the entire time, and then they do, and you're like, whoa, we need that number one guy back.
I mean, we're talking a lot of receptions, a lot of targets. That's going to just open up everything for the rest of this offense.
The only thing that I think, I don't know that they win. I still don't think they win the Super Bowl. I still think, there's going to stuff come out. We've talked about Travis being sick and having the flu during that game. For whatever reason, Schrager was talking about that yesterday on ESPN as well, talking about, the flu and Travis Kelce. So that's big reason why they didn't win that Super Bowl. Travis wasn't healthy. Maybe if you do have Rashee Rice, it changes it a little bit. But you were also down 24-0 before we even took a seat at that stadium.
League average producer Dak Morey.
I like it. Yeah.
From the 913, Josh Dingler. From the 660, Bob Frisky. From the 913, Jack Calzone.
Jack Calzone is a good one. Yeah.
And did really Dan good. Dillmore practice today? Can't wait to see if Bobby White Jr. can do it again tonight.
When we come
back, you're listening to 96.5 The Pan.
Pan.
Please have that Dave tube ready to go on the next side of the break.
You have added fuel to a fire that is burning on a Thursday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's good.
Hall of Fame tight end Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
Down go the chels.
So good.
How long did you think they were the chefs before you realized that was a commercial?
Great googly moogly.
Not the chefs.
No. Jack Calzone is great.
That's my favorite one so far. I like that a lot.
Oh, that's good.
It's Dave, too.
And he was rolling, too.
I was rolling.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I just wasn't thinking.
He was breaking down X's and O's. He was so happy. And
ready to
pump return.
I'm like, dang. Yeah.
Happens to the best of us.
Yep.
If that's the worst thing that ever happens in your radio career, then you didn't do it right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It won't be, but I'll take it.
No one's ever told you to go chew on some bark. That's like horseradish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like horseradish.
There you go. I mean, you could be that guy. 96.5, the Tommy fan.
I love it. Keep it coming.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.